You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.
Okay, guys, on day of release, it will be exactly 2 years I made my return to podcasting by being a guest on MGB episode 6. Now, this is quite a big deal for me because, you know, MGB had a lot of history for me. So I thought, I did a quiz for Mason and Graham on that episode, and I thought I'd have Graham and Mason back to on my 2 year anniversary to do a quiz. So welcome back to the Matt Attack, Graham and Mason.
Good afternoon, Matt. How are you?
Good afternoon.
I'm great. I'm absolutely fantastic. Now I was thinking.
It's so long since I've talked to you. How have you been doing? It's just like ages since I've talked to you.
I'm good, thank you, Graham. I'm good. On the other hand, it's been a while since I spoke to Mason, so it's good to see you again, buddy. The only man ever to never lose on the Matt Attack. So that's a record he will keep forever, seeing if Matt Attack is now retired. So congratulations.
I don't think The Rock ever lost either on the Matt Attack, so that's pretty good. That's pretty good company to keep. I know he was invited.
Yes, he was. Yes, that will come up at some point in the future, no doubt. Right, now, I was going to just completely rehash and just do the same quiz exactly, question for question. But seeing as how you guys have watched more wrestling since then, you guys would have more chance. So I've used the questions as inspiration for new questions. Just 6 questions like last time, but I'm hoping that you guys will enjoy this. And if nothing else, I'm going to make Mason and Graham go against each other again, and it'll be fun. Right, so if you're both ready.
How are we doing this? Do I need to answer first or something? Or how? I don't know. I'll say I don't remember. I don't know what format you use.
I will be giving you multiple choice questions. You both just give me your answer.
Okay.
Now, if you want, you can use the ABBA system where you go first and then Mason goes first next round. I'm happy switching back and forth like that. So I might actually do that, actually. Yes, I'll do it. Keep it on your toes all the time. Right, so. Okay. Yeah, okay, cool.
How would you just, if you're doing that, don't tell us we're right after the first question and then we won't know. Because we've had it before where we've known the score after each question. And it's like, well, I could just pick the same as you and I know I can't lose.
I won't tell you until the end. Don't worry. So, what I will do is I'll say, because, you know, I want to pad you just a little bit, I'll say what I based the question on from the first quiz. Okay, so question one. The original question was, how many English world champions have there been in WWE history? Now, obviously, we know there's none because that's the first question. So, the question now is, how many Irish-born world champions have there been in WWE history? 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. And we're going to start with Graham.
That's a lot of multiple choice answers.
0 to 5.
All right. My answer is... Trying to play the odds. Trying to think if I missed somebody. Should I just add an extra one in just in case? All right. I am going to... Can you read... What was it? WWE Championship, did you say?
How many Irish-born world champions?
Okay, that's what I just wanted to check. I don't want to make sure, like, Intercontinental or some garbage right there.
No.
Okay. Oh, I'm still not happy with the wording. All right. All right, my answer is 2.
Your answer is 2.
My answer is 3.
Your answer is 3. Okay.
originally what my answer was going to be. And one of the people I was thinking of was Finn Balor.
Yeah.
But then he was the Universal Champion, not the World Champ. That's why, that was why I said I'm still very unhappy about the wording of this. But anyway, that's why I went one less. But it might backfire on me.
I'll give you a chance when it changes. You can.
I want to stick.
No, we'll go with what we got.
Okay, fine. I'll give you a chance. Is what I'm saying. Okay, right. Now, question two. Okay, original question was, which women's champion is not in the Hall of Fame? Now, obviously, you guys know a lot more Hall of Famers nowadays, so I couldn't use that question. So, last year, whilst me and Graham at WrestleMania, of course, we witnessed China going into the Hall of Fame, hence the link. How many times was China a recognised champion in WWE? One, two, three, four or five.
And Mason goes first this time, right?
Mason's first.
I'm going to go five.
Five? Okay.
I didn't see much of China, actually. I didn't really watch around that time very much at all. I'm just trying to figure out what tag teams might she have been on. That's what I'm trying to figure out right now. That's why I'm really struggling.
Okay.
I'm just going to go one. I can't think of any off the top of my head, so I'm just going to go one. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I don't know. Yeah, it might be. Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, question three. Now, the question originally for that was, who has won the most Royal Rumbles? And this is actually the question where Mason beat you last time, because that's how he... So, yeah. Yeah. So, he beat you that last time around. So, this time, I was like, okay, 30 people have won the Royal Rumble, okay, men and women, okay, until this year. I'm not including this year, okay?
Okay.
Of those 30, how many have won a championship after winning a Royal Rumble? Now, I'm going to give you numbers, don't worry, okay?
How many did or did not? You broke up a little.
Did win a championship as a result of winning that Rumble, okay? The answer to choose between are 15 to 20. So anything in that bracket.
Could you have picked a more random question? There's absolutely no way you could possibly know this. So I'm just going to say 17 right now.
16.
What a dumb question this is.
My quiz, my rules. Basically, confirm your answer is 16, yeah?
There was something like 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, but no. You're the only person that would possibly know what that answer is. You wouldn't even have, you'd know it instantly as well. You wouldn't even have to go through and go, well, the first one was Stone Cold Steve Austin, and then he faced this person at WrestleMania such and such, and he won on a 3 count after 7 minutes 23 seconds. All right, sorry. Go on, next question. Question 4. That was the worst Matt accent. I don't know why I went into that voice. That wasn't even close.
I'm happy to be the butt of your jokes. It's fine. Okay, question 4. Original question was, how many times has Hulk Hogan and Rock gone one-on-one in WWE? Okay, so, yes, it's twice. Now.
Yeah, fine on the. Yeah, you should have just done the old quiz. I've got every single one of these right so far.
So, I'm using something I don't like using. According to the Wrestling Observer's Dave Meltzer, how many 5-star matches has The Rock had in his WWE career? 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5? 5.
I'm very glad that Mason got to go first on this one, because I'm pretty sure I know this one. And also, by the very fact, you've been given answer choices of 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 as well. This time you added the 0 in because you had to. It's 0. I'm 100% sure it's 0. And the other reason I'm sure is when we were looking, we just talked about on Good Cop, Bad Cop. That was the joke earlier when I said I hadn't talked to you in ages. We just recorded Good Cop, Bad Cop. And we talked about looking at the worst 5 matches in WWE history and the best 5 matches in WWE history and talking about them. And I actually went back and looked at that list. And I went back and looked at that list last week as well when I had to pick out the match of the decade for you. And I had to find one that wasn't included in that list. Yeah, there isn't. I don't think there's even any there might only be one WWE match that had 5 stars. NXT has way more 5-star matches than anything else, so 0.
Okay.
And then tell me it's 4 in a minute and I'm like an idiot, but hey,
Maybe. Okay, question five. Original question was, how many matches at WrestleMania has Vince won? Now,
don't remember that one, actually.
Now, the answer to that was zero.
That was what I was. I couldn't think of it. Yeah.
The question this time is, Vince McMahon has faced Stone Cold in 5 matches in his career. How many times did Vince win? 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Ooh.
And
you know that there's going to be interference in some of those matches. You know that Triple H is going to do something. Oh, my goodness. All right. I am going to go with... Oh, I can't even decide whether to go more for Stone Cold or more for Vince at this point. I am going to go with 2.
I'm going to go with 3.
Yeah, I'm sure they've obviously split some. It's not going to be a 5-0 sweep either way. And I can't imagine it being 4-1 either way either. So, all right.
Okay. Original question for number 6 was, what was significant about the match between Vince and Charlotte at WrestleMania 17? Now, that one didn't have multiple choice last time, and it was kind of a mean one to do. Whereas this year's one is simple. With the exception of the WWE World Cup, where he was crowned as the best in the world, how many championships has Shane McMahon held in WWE? 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5? Mason to go first.
3.
Okay.
I think it's just 1. Yeah. It was tempting to say 2 in case I'd forgotten 1. But I think I'm just going to go 1. Particularly as I said 2 for the last answer as well. I'm going to say 1. I know it's definitely at least 1. I'm going to trust myself. I'm going to back myself this time. I'm going to say that 1.
Okay. Right. Now, we're going to go back through the questions. Okay. That's all 6 questions. So, first question was, how many Irish-born world champions in WWE history? Graham said 2. Mason said 3. The answer is 4.
Oh.
If those 4 are Sheamus.
Yep.
Becky Lynch.
Oh, I didn't even think of females.
I forgot about Sheamus. I thought of Becky, Finley,
yes.
And Finn.
Finley never had a world championship.
Finley did as well. I was counting that one as a possible one as well. Oh well.
Velvet McIntyre. You won't have heard of her, don't worry. And Finn Balor.
So Finn Balor is that? I thought he was only Universal
Championship is a world championship.
Okay, I'm rolling my... For the benefit of the tape, as Matt likes to say, I'm rolling my eyes a lot.
Okay, 3-0 after 1. Now, question 2. It was, how many times was China a recognised champion in WWE? Mason said 5.
I went 1.
Graham went 1. The answer is 3. She had a one-time women's champion and 2-time intercontinental champion.
I knew intercontinental. I didn't think she'd actually won the women's championship, which sounds ridiculous, but in my head, I just couldn't think of one. So I was like, nope.
WrestleMania 17, Graham. Your favorite WrestleMania.
My favorite WrestleMania.
Right.
Really? That must have been on the pre-show, but they just don't have that on the network.
No, it was right in the middle.
No, it's not. I'm trying to cover my own back and I'm failing miserably.
Okay.
There's the moment that you wanted, Matt.
Question 3 was 30 people have won Royal Rumbles before this year. How many people have won a title after winning a Royal Rumble? Graham said 17 because he was being flippant.
This is a stupid question as well.
Mason said 16. The answer is 17.
Yes! Yes for the stupid question.
Yes. 17, yes. Right.
It was totally just a stab in the door.
Of course it was. That was ridiculous. That wild card question. If Jackson had behaved himself, would have been able to play because he would have been it would have been an equal footing because none of us had an idea and he could have got it. I understood why he put it there.
It's for the benefit of the tape as well. That one took a lot of research. Right. That took me half an hour.
That was a question you made up and you loved looking back through every single one to check. I know.
Absolutely. Right. Now, okay. According to Dave Meltzer, how many five-star matches had The Rock had? Mason said 5. Graham said 0. Graham is correct. It is 0. So Graham is 2-0 up. Now.
Can't lose. Phew.
On to question 5. Vince McMahon has faced Stone Cold in 5 matches in his career. How many times did Vince win? Graham went first and said 2. Mason said 3. The score is 2-1 now.
Oh! You teased me with saying it was 2. I thought I meant 2 was the right answer.
It's 2-1. Vince has 3 victories over Stone Cold Steve Austin. Right.
I didn't give my reason for this one. What's better on wrestling than when Stone Cold stuns Mr. McMahon? There's nothing better than when you get to take it out of the box. And for that reason, I went slightly more with Stone Cold than I went with Austin.
Ironically, Austin only has 1 victory over Vince.
Oh, wow.
It only gets better when you get kicked in the nuts.
But final question is, how many championships has the best in the world, Shane McMahon, held, not including the World Cup? Now, Mason said 3. Graham said 1. The correct answer is, he has won the SmackDown Tag Team Championship, the European Championship, and the Hardcore Championship.
No
time champion WWE.
He's not finished talking. He's going to say another one. Come on. What's the other one he's won?
That's it. Now, with the score tied at 2-2. The question I have is, because Graham was leading going into the final round there, would you like to put on the line and try and beat Mason outright?
I'm going to do it the other way around. I don't mind either way. I'm sure he's going to say yes, he wants the extra question. Mason, do you want the extra question?
Yes.
All right, let's do the extra question.
Okay, seeing as you're giving it over to him, Ben, he gets the answer. It's all 2 answers to choose from, Mason. Just 2, okay?
So whatever he picks, I have to take the other answer? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much, yes.
Thanks for explaining the rules first on this. Jeez. So I play no role in deciding whether I win or lose on this. All right, this is the second stupid question in this quiz.
I show my rules. Now.
No, I don't want the second question.
The question is...
Just echoing the whole time. Boo!
Boo! I asked you about the Royal Rumble earlier. 17 people who won the Royal Rumble.
Just keep fake speaking.
Graham, if you're done.
I was hoping to get the giggle. I was going to keep doing it until I got the giggle, but he's just smiling. It was without a giggle. I didn't get one on Good Cop, Bad Cop.
Fair enough. Right. Okay. Right. Now, this isn't a straightforward one, so Mason may lose it, Graham, don't worry. Now, I said earlier, 30 people have won Royal Rumbles. 17 of them did win championships. However,
to win the competition, you have to name all 17, Mason.
No.
In alphabetical order.
But how is that two answers? How would that mean two?
You either get it right or you get it wrong.
How many how many Royal Rumble winners did not challenge for a championship at WrestleMania? One or two?
Wow.
One.
I would have probably gone with that as well if it had been me to choose.
So Mason's going with one person did not challenge having won the championship, having won the Royal Rumble.
Mm-hmm. That means I have to pick two then. All right.
Okay.
The
winner of the quiz to celebrate the Matt Attack 2-year anniversary goes to MGB Graham.
What?
Wow. No. So I made the right decision. I would have said one as well. All right, Matt, go ahead. Tell us who the two were then.
The two were Vince McMahon.
Makes sense.
And Triple H. Because he won the Royal Rumble that year. And he went in as champion. So he wasn't defending the championship.
Oh, that makes sense. I didn't even think of that as a
possible. Because he was the champion.
The only other thing I was thinking of as a possible circumstance was somebody who perhaps got injured and then couldn't compete. Or somebody who, I don't know, had to take time off through issues like Roman Reigns did. Or it could have been somebody who had obviously this didn't happen. It would be kind of ironic if you had the opportunity and then fell foul to the wellness policy. And then weren't able to challenge.
Thankfully, no one's done that, thank God.
I was trying to think of situations where that could have happened. And I couldn't think of it. I can only think of like one possibility it could have been, so I would have picked one as well. But wow, my good deed actually turned out pretty good for me then.
And before Mag messages me saying, what about John Cena after the 2008 Rumble? He competed at WrestleMania for the championship still. Cash is short in earlier. But still had a title match at Mania. Doesn't count. Right.
It's called Holiday Shop, really.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. Mac is going to be on that straight away. So thank you so much to Graham and to Mason for coming on and helping me celebrate my anniversary this year. This is a nice different way of doing it this year, I thought. So thank you both.
I have a big smile on my face. I have tears rolling down my face. It was fun as always. You're always a good sport, we love doing these things.
I say, it's very rare I get to actually do a podcast with Mason now, because he's always so busy with baseball or wrestling. Congratulations on your actual victory, Mason, in your second match. In the first match, you put up a good fight as well. Good job, kid. Very proud I was of you. Very proud of you.
In this, actually, you actually got a mention from a wrestler wishing you congratulations as well. It was a comment on YouTube. Tim Donst actually took the trouble to say, well done, Mason. I thought that was really cool. I can't remember the exact quote. I'm definitely paraphrasing there, but I thought that was really cool that he would do that, because I know that's a really important wrestler to us.
Well, he's really getting somewhere, is Mason. It's going to inflate his ego even more than mine, which is saying something. So, Graham, do you want to throw out the Twitter information for you guys?
Sure. The guy who's not here, at MGBJackson5. I'm at MGBGraham.
I'm at MGBWrestlePod.
No.
Near enough, but...
Could have been in a year's time. He doesn't even know what it is. At MGBWrestlingPod. Close. That's fine. Spelling doesn't matter on Twitter.
30 letters off.
Unfortunately, it sort of does. To be fair, Graham runs it, and it's all good. Farming at Matt Attack UK. Thank you to the entire Matt Attack army for being with me for the last 2 years. The Matt Attack may be closed, but the Matt Attack army lives on through good cop, bad cop, and talk at the table. What are you talking about, Willis? And Game Junkies. We are never going anywhere. We're here forever. On behalf of us all, Mason, why don't you give us the go away bit?
Why did you even mention half of his podcast first? All right, never mind. Go ahead.
We're out of here.
This is a Matt Attack production for the Visionaries Wrestling Network.